Well, the Old Town Festival's been going since the mid-1980s, and it's very much a celebration of kind of living community and arts and culture in this extraordinary historic environment. And it's really making a point that although we have all this very important and fantastic heritage, and we have many visitors coming to experience it, people coming from all over the world to study it, that actually this is a living community where people work, and arts and culture are a very important part of that. And that's always been the purpose of the festival, celebrating that for people who live here, but also obviously for visitors and anybody who's interested in what's going on.
And your colleague Charles was explaining a little bit about that and about how the history of
that's
the old
right
town, wasn't he?
There's this very interesting thing that Edinburgh, very much a European city, reaching right back into medieval times, and because of the geology here, that original medieval shape has not been lost. That medieval sort of street pattern and grid with all the narrow closes and courts packed around the Royal Mile also then birthed the Scottish Enlightenment. It was in these same spaces. We're in this Riddle's Court space here where David Hume, the philosopher, lived. This was his first house in Edinburgh. And that atmosphere where people could communicate easily with each other around dinner tables and the taverns around the Market Cross. It was a French visitor who said that I could stand at the Market Cross of Edinburgh and within 5 minutes shake the hands of 50 men of genius. And so there was that sense. It was a community of ideas, of speculation, of scientific discovery, of literary creation, but based on people actually living, rubbing shoulders with each other, sometimes uncomfortably closely, and sharing this cultural atmosphere. So I think that it would be nice to think, I don't want to make high claims, it would be nice to think that we are part of another wave of cultural renaissance here, that we had the medieval and we had the Enlightenment, and in the early 20th century, led by Patrick Geddes, the visionary ecologist and planner, we had the beginning of a modern cultural renaissance in which Edinburgh's old town again plays a part as a centre of creativity and learning, and of course again a centre of political power and decision making.
And of course you pointed out earlier that over this archway, just over here, there's...
This is one of Patrick Geddes' great mottos. He was very fond of coining mottos, and this one, Vivendo Discimus, by living we learn. And actually, he invented the summer school. That was one of his ideas. So that whole idea of lifelong learning and education within a living cultural environment and a living ecology was all Geddes's thinking.
And there's an adult learning...
Yes, that's right. Workers' Education Association has been based here for many years. And so that's why it's very appropriate to launch the festival here. But I was also spinning a variation on that. I was thinking, well, creando discimus, by creating we learn, and creando vivimus, by creating we live. You know, part of our sort of whole human energy is to be creative. And I think restoring that to communities, their own right to develop, to own their culture, to create, to develop ideas, is vital to our health and well-being as communities and as a society.